Good morning. This is the 10 a.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Ike. Ike remains a very large Category 2 hurricane, which could reach the coast as a Category 3 major hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale. At this hour, the center of Ike is located about 195 miles to the southeast of the upper Texas coast, is moving towards the west-northwest about 12 miles per hour. That motion is expected to continue for the next day or so, but with a turn more towards the north near the time of landfall. At this stage, we, as mentioned, have a very large hurricane with maximum winds near 105 miles per hour. The hurricane force winds extend out more than 100 miles from the center. So as the storm approaches, conditions will begin to deteriorate, with tropical storm conditions arriving in the upper Texas coast by mid-afternoon and hurricane conditions arriving near sunset tonight. Very important with these observations and forecasts that preparations to protect life and property be rushed to completion. After landfall, we expect the storm to turn more towards the right and bring a risk of floods from freshwater from rainfall in the inland areas with upwards of 10 to 15 inches possible. The greatest concern, however, is going to be from storm surge. In looking at the coast of Texas to the southwest coast of Louisiana, we see that inland from there in the areas of orange to green, we're expecting a storm surge on the order of 15 to 20 feet to the right of where the center makes landfall. At this point, the center's forecast to come ashore near the Houston-Galveston area, so the area from there to the east or to the right is at greatest risk from storm surge. It's important to pay attention and follow the orders of local emergency management officials. The time to prepare is about over. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.